OneDrive is everywhere. It's on your PC, it's in File Explorer, it keeps asking to back up your desktop. And yet, most people will close it, uninstall it, and then open Google Drive. This is weird because on Windows, OneDrive genuinely seems like the better, safer, more integrated storage experience. Plus, OneDrive has actually been around longer than Google Drive. If OneDrive is on every PC thanks to being part of the most popular operating system in the world, why does it lose to Google Drive? Why do we hate OneDrive, even though it might even be better? Okay, this app is super annoying. At first, it seems like regular Windows startup bloatware. It keeps popping up, nagging you to sync everything or get set up, despite you owning this PC for years now. And even setting up OneDrive is very annoying. When I went through the setup for this video, first I created an account, then went through page after page of steps, only for OneDrive to right after tell me that I didn't have an account with that email, which I just created and verified. Then it will ask you to upgrade to Microsoft 365, and then OneDrive asks you to install the app. But once I got through one of the most annoying setups ever, OneDrive was surprisingly great. OneDrive seems to genuinely have a lot going for it. As it turns out, quite a lot. If you want OneDrive, you can get 100 gigabytes of file and email storage for just $20 a year. Google is about the same, but shared between both email and Drive. So already, OneDrive seems like the better choice. And this is even more so when you compare upload speeds.
And OneDrive just obliterates the other two. So we're talking Google Drive getting absolutely demolished with Dropbox trailing a little bit behind in second.
But raw cloud storage is just the beginning. If you use Windows like most people do, OneDrive is extremely intuitive. You can see your cloud files purely from File Explorer in its own folder. They have a browser platform too, but having it here straight away is pretty awesome. It makes using it for its intended purpose, backing up your local files, intuitive and pretty easy. Google Drive does have a backup like this, but OneDrive is so easy since it's naturally built into Windows. And if you already use the 365 suite, you already have the storage available without any extra cost, which many of you already have. Microsoft 365 has over 84 million subscribers. This might be a deep cut, but have any of you noticed how those corporate memes and reels slowly changed from Slack to Teams and all Microsoft products for that matter? That's because Microsoft already rules the business world. Most people already use these platforms and have access to OneDrive. Plus, now Word automatically saves to the cloud just like Google Docs, but it goes even further. OneDrive has things that are genuinely fantastic and put Google Drive to shame. For one, its strong restorative functions within the last 30 days. This isn't like Google's 30-day trash bin. OneDrive subscribers can undo all actions across files and folders within the last 30 days, even if entire folders were deleted, corrupted, or overwritten. This makes OneDrive a great solution against malware and ransomware, where hackers will hijack your files and demand you pay to get them back. Google is only starting this now, and is relying on AI to do so. So, why does OneDrive still lose to Google? Google One, aka Google Drive, has over 150 million subscribers. OneDrive, however, in Microsoft 365, has just over half that. Even with their business dominance and even with all these great features, OneDrive is getting destroyed by Google Drive. Why? If OneDrive is so good and already installed on every PC, why do so many people still opt for Google? Microsoft might be winning the corporate world, but there's more battlefields than just businesses. There's another gigantic one, potentially even bigger, which Microsoft lost pretty badly. Unfortunately for OneDrive, Google went hard and fast into a market which set them up for life. Education. As early as 2006, Google was preparing for something massive, bringing their G Suite ecosystem to schools. Gmail, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, and of course, Google Drive. All the defaults for students, each with their own personal school account, By 2012, this was in full force. And in August 2014, they launched Google Classroom, the teaching app to help create and grade assignments. Adoption of Google continued to grow, and it wasn't just Google Drive either. Chromebooks, Google's lightweight browser-based laptops, were also being sold to schools en masse. These were under $300 each, and were essentially a hardware Trojan horse. A cheap laptop to sell in high volume, which was dependent on the Google ecosystem. By 2019, 80 million educators and students were using Google Drive. So, what does this have to do with OneDrive? Well, think about it. Tens of millions of students globally using the G Suite, and many of them students. We're creatures of habit. Those who grew up or started using Google Drive as their first cloud platform in school continued doing so. And during this time, Google has also been very consistent with Google Drive. It had 15 gigabytes of free storage, seemingly forever. Even when I was in university, which used 365 for everything, I still just used Google Drive out of habit. And I know I'm not the only one who did this. All of our group assignments were still in Google Docs, and a lot of my cloud storage was in Google Drive. In fact, I still use Google Drive for organizing this channel. And it took me ages to eventually start using Notion for writing. Switching storage would be even harder. But even if I did, I probably won't want something that pushes me to switch all my products, at least as a consumer. And this isn't a small problem. This is a real massive issue in consumer psychology. These are switching costs, aka what the customer loses or has to pay when changing products. OneDrive has a surprisingly high switching cost. First, the UX.
When it comes to user friendliness and just very beautiful UI design, I think Google trumps Microsoft as well.
While OneDrive seems to offer more value at first, they lose hard in the free tier game. Google Drive is 15 gigabytes, while OneDrive is just 5. But then there's the ecosystem problem. OneDrive and Google Drive aren't standalone products. They're small parts of massive ecosystems. This can be a strength, but surprisingly, also a weakness. If I want to use OneDrive, I don't want to also switch all of my apps and email to an entirely new ecosystem. And it's much easier to do this with Google, as Google Drive is just right there. OneDrive feels like it's buried in the entire suite, and to get the higher storage, you have to buy into everything. This isn't the case with Google, at least until recently with them pushing Gemini hard in their higher plans. But this isn't even the end of it. OneDrive has consistently managed to annoy its users, and I'm not just talking about pop-ups. They have consistently made decisions that have pushed users away to competitors, potentially for good. Over the past 8 years, we've posted 1,100 videos, though we still haven't crossed 1 million subscribers. We are close though, and I believe 2026 is the year, and if you subscribe right now, we can actually make that a reality. In 2015, OneDrive made a massive change. It was to ensure that we can continue to deliver a collaborative, connected, and intelligent service, but users were furious. OneDrive was cutting back on storage, and the biggest was their unlimited plan. Since we started to roll out unlimited cloud storage to Office 365 consumer subscribers, a small number of users backed up numerous PCs and stored entire movie collections and DVR recordings. In some instances, this exceeded 75 terabytes per user, or 14,000 times the average. So, Microsoft cut it. Instead of focusing on extreme backup scenarios, we want to remain focused on delivering high-value productivity and collaboration experiences that benefit the majority of OneDrive users. Ironic, given OneDrive is all about being a backup platform now. Though granted, they should have never offered unlimited, as this was always going to cause problems. But it wasn't just these fringe cases. Everyone got hit by it. The 100GB and the 200GB plans are being eliminated for new users and will be replaced with a 50GB plan for $199 a month, which will launch in early 2016. Free OneDrive users will see their storage decreased from 15GB to 5GB, with the 15GB camera roll storage bonus also being eliminated. OneDrive used to offer free 15GB just like Google, but they cut it. This was also about a year after they increased the storage for all of these plans. To add insult to injury, even Apple dropped its price for storage and offered 5GB for 99 cents a month around the same time. But this was just the beginning. In Windows 8.1, OneDrive also had a placeholder function, which let you see cloud files in Explorer without downloading them. This was a great intuitive feature, until they removed it. Users naturally got upset, and Microsoft eventually brought it back. OneDrive also makes a big deal about syncing files between other devices. But then, in 2022, they announced it would stop syncing to Windows 7 and 8. This is the big problem with OneDrive. They just manage to keep annoying their users. Plus, sometimes the OneDrive backup will ruin your local storage experience. Sometimes OneDrive will move your local files to the cloud and won't let you move them back, or worse. I think the biggest thing people value about Google Drive is that it's reliable. It's been and felt the same for about a decade, and it probably, or hopefully, will be a decade from now as well. OneDrive is great if you already use Microsoft 365. It essentially feels like a free perk. But not everyone wants to use 365. They just want storage. But Microsoft wants you to use everything, unlike Google Drive, which just lets you upload and gives you more storage if you want it. But, I mean, both of these technically get destroyed by iDrive, which also offers encryption. So, maybe just use that? You probably won't though, because ecosystem. Someone who's especially feeling the pain of all of this is Dropbox. Check out this video to learn more. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.